أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This week for our thought of the week, which we hope to be able to put into practice over the next 7 days, is a beautiful tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. And obviously with the many thousands and thousands of sayings of traditions that we have from the Commander of the Faithful, it's sometimes difficult to only pick one and, you know, read and reflect and try to implement it. But obviously we can't do everything at one time, and so therefore we take small glimpses into these beautiful traditions from the Commander of the Faithful and try to implement one of them at least on a weekly basis, with the hopes that we can make a change in our own character and our own connection to the Prophet and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt. May God's peace and blessings be upon them all. Today, in the short tradition that we want to reflect upon, the Commander of the Faithful reminds us of doing good actions, and to not only do good actions, but to be prompt, to always seize the opportunity to do works of goodness for humanity. And the Commander of the Faithful states the following in this beautiful tradition. He says, "Rush to undertake good actions before you are preoccupied with other things." Definitely this hadith is something all of us have to think about. The saying of the Commander of the Faithful is something which we all need to reflect upon and to put into practice in our day-to-day lives. You know, we all lead busy lives. We're busy with work, with school, with activities, with sports, driving our children perhaps to, you know, different programs that they are involved in. And we ourselves are, you know, just busy beings. We don't have time to sometimes sit and relax and think and reflect. And sometimes when a good opportunity comes, we say, well, you know what, I'll do it tomorrow. We'll pass it off and say, we'll do that good act another day when we have a bit more free time. Not realizing that perhaps that free time will never come. So the understanding that we have to put within our lives based on this tradition is that whenever a good opportunity comes, whether it be an opportunity to donate to a noble cause, to help orphans, to help widows, to feed the hungry, to aid in the propagation and the teaching and education of this beautiful religion of Islam, whatever good opportunity comes to us to perform a good action, let us seize that moment. Let us not wait and delay, because as the traditions also tell us that we have been read in the books of the Commander of the Faithful in his statements, we're told that good opportunities, these times to perform good actions, pass just as the clouds pass overhead. And if we don't make use of these blessings, this time that God has given to us, and we miss on that opportunity, then we potentially may lose out on goodness, because that opportunity may not come again. God may find somebody else of his creations to perform that good action, and we would have lost and been deprived of the blessings of this world and the world to come. So as we close, let us just remind ourselves this week that if we have an opportunity anytime to perform a good action, let us not delay and say that we'll wait and ask our spouse or our friend, or we'll get some feedback, or we'll, you know, wait till later on in the evening and do the good action. Let us try to do that good then and there, and ask Allah to always give us the ability to be those who He uses to promote goodness throughout the earth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.